You say it's over, but it's not. We still got more to go. last segment of Davin. And we certainly had a lot of fun on that show. That means I have a lot of editing to do. That's just the reality.
Yes, fun means going over time.
Yes,
apparently.
Just seeing some feedback on Facebook. Very positive to our interview with Mark. Mm. Very proud of the people.
That's
like
great.
So that's good. So I didn't screw it up. So that's good.
No. What's the matter with you?
It was really informative.
All right.
Scary, even.
It was.
Yeah.
All right. On the break, those last three songs, the first two that you heard were Candy Rose Dismissed and Candy Rose with Love Bubble. And the last one was Don's Cabre with Mistletoe Bride. And of course, if you want to learn more, go to deucemusic.com. Deucemusic.com. Write it out. DeuceMusic.com. Bam. All right.
USE.
Yeah. All right. So let's do some Ann Jackson. Let me find the Scambusters. And Pip has made an. I don't know what it is, but she made an alteration, Joe. So
well, did.
We're gonna see if Pip was over industrious or the head sis screwed her up. We're gonna see. We'll play the.
I'm woozy from loss of blood.
Yes. While I play the music underneath us, tell us what you've done.
Okay. Well, the first is the fabulous Mr. Davin.
That's not a change.
I know it's not. And the second is every time she mentions fees.
Oh.
And
okay.
Third time,
now, does she have to say the word fees?
Just to say the word fees.
Okay. That's not really a change. That's
no,
just a new word.
No, it's a new
Next
word.
Next week, it'll be the.
And the third.
No, I see it. That's good. Right on.
And
I like it.
The third one is how many times she mentions how many jobs she has.
So she has to say, I'm working X amount of jobs?
Yeah,
or what about I'm going to get another job?
Yes. Anytime she mentions how many jobs she has working, how many jobs she has to support her scammer habit.
Hmm? Okay. All right. Different categories.
Yeah. See? All right.
Quite industrious. I mean, you didn't do the last part of that we needed you to do, but you did this. So
I didn't
nice.
See that in the notes. Damn it.
Yeah. If you notice, Pip did not have a lot to say on that last segment. That's why you got hummada, hummada,
but
hummada.
But she made it up. She made it up with the tune.
She did, but she's like, where was it? I'm like, in the notes.
In the notes.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't see
it. I should have put it in Damn It All Red for you.
Yeah, you should have.
Might have worked,
yeah.
It worked for you.
It wasn't in Damn It All Red.
No, but I'm saying you saw it.
Yeah.
All right.
Damn it, I gotta see it.
So what are your guesses?
All right. So
all right, I'm going to go with 6 Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to go with 8 fees.
Oh, she mentions a lot.
Right. And I'm going to go with 3 what was the lid? That was the
how many times she mentions her jobs?
Jobs. I'm going to go with 5.
Wow, okay. All right. I'm going to go with 5 Mr. Davins. I'm going to say 5 times she'll mention the fees and 3 times she'll mention how many jobs she has. Lisa says, 2 Mr. Davins, 1 fees, no jobs.
No jobs!
No jobs!
Damn, she's on the dole. Damn, take her.
Tom says, 4 Mr. Davins, 0 fees, 2 jobs, and Joe's girl stepped out for a bit.
Yeah, she's stepping out for a bit. She's got a thing she's got to take care of.
She's got a thing.
What, she got a headset? What does that even mean?
No.
She got a she coming back? Joe going, yeah, came out like really loud on the Scambusters. I was like talking to Joe, then he'd go, yeah.
Funny.
All right, let's move on with this. Dateline, May 24, 2014. We had talked about Country Pumpkin before. I had mentioned her. This woman who was all up in Ann's business did not like Ann at all, was very outspoken.
Right.
So Ann sends me something about Country Pumpkin. Ann Jackson works with scammers. Capital, all caps, trust me. I was scammed. She sent me to fake IC3 and then to fake Jeffrey Miller to report scammers. His ID came back as scammer JHMiller11111 at yahoo.com. Please contact me if you need the proof. Plus, since she had me filed to fake IC3, now she and whoever has pulled my personal info. Bitch! I will get you. US FBI will find your ass. I grant you this. She does not seem pleased.
No, she's very upset.
I can't say I blame her.
No.
Well, you know what, though? If this was, you know, a while ago, I'd say, well, maybe she's a scammer, but she's just giving out misinformation. You got to understand, she's not coming to terms with what's going on.
Yeah, but if you were somebody who was scammed, and then you think this person knows it all, and then they send you to scammers, you're not going to be pleased.
Oh, no.
You're not going to be understanding.
I understand why this woman's not the queen of the May right now. I understand that, but, you know, I'm looking at the back, but... I was accusing her as a scammer. She's not a scammer. She's incompetent and dangerous and giving people false information.
Wait a minute. Is that what you think about Ann Jackson, or were you reading my notes on Donald Trump? I'm confused.
No, you and Trump.
No,
would be an excellent platform. Well, he should pick me. I have much better hair.
No, he was reading his notes about me talking over the music every time tonight.
Let me ask you a quick question. What do you hate? And I know that you were trying to make one, but what do you hate more, Trump or memes?
Yeah, I really don't. Memes just annoy me. I really don't hate any.
I'm gonna make Trump memes.
Of course you are.
And share them on his page.
Of course you are. and
then you'll get blocked.
And block
then I'll treat you like your estranged wife.
Do you have a little Spanish boyfriend too?
Here's the thing.
Yes, he does.
Here's the thing. I don't find memes dangerous. I find them for the ill-informed. Mm. When you try to put big political statements, left, right, and there, whatever, on a meme, as I've said. Trump, I don't even know if he's dangerous because I don't think he believes half the stuff he says. I think he's just running for a popularity contest, mm-hmm. and this is his way to do it. I'm annoyed equally by both people who constantly ascribe to memes to think that this is political conversation and people who blindly invest in a personality, in this case Trump, and there is nothing to dissuade them with facts. It is the people behind those things that annoy me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I do understand that. I used to go with a lot of the memes, and then I realized that a lot of them are completely misinformed.
Yes.
And so...
And you've done it on the left, and I pointed out once.
Yeah,
or
yeah, absolutely, on both sides. And I said, oh, darn, okay. So now, if it's like a very basic message that's like, yeah, nobody can dispute
that. I find
that
both are geared to dumb us down and are geared towards the simplistic. I find that Trump speaks in meme form.
Yeah.
And memes write in meme form. it's bumper sticker politics, and I'm just not a fan. I hope I explained that to you, Joe. I hope that makes sense.
Alrighty.
Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we'll go on. And of course, like you said, you're an asshole. You'll put the two of them together just to irritate me.
Yes,
I will. I know what I can look forward to tomorrow. I'm going to send you back a computer virus.
No, you're lucky that I'm in a period right now in my life where I'm extremely busy with just about everything. I don't have time to sit with the damn things, but once I get settled.
Once Joe moves into his new hovel. Did you like the message I sent you about the Def Leppard tickets? Hey, you got a new, because, you know, as we know, Joe likes to go to the concerts and buy the most expensive crap. So I said he's going to have a new apartment. He might want to get that Def Leppard throw rug.
I wouldn't mind going. He looked complete. Just a quick thing. They had the rock crew, the Def Leppard cruise, and it was supposed to be Def Leppard on the cruise and all these other bands and stuff like that.
Wow.
I go, if I was irresponsible, I'd love to go on. I love Def Leppard and stuff like that. I work with Don Jameson, who's with the metal show. And he was on the crew. It was a disaster. Joe Elliott completely lost his voice. He didn't sing.
Oh.
The guys were hammering egg and tunes and stuff like that. It rained most of the time.
Oh, my God.
He didn't sing.
He lost his voice.
What's he do the whole time? Just point the microphone at the audience?
No, he had to sit in his cabin. He lost his voice. Def Leppard's been off the road. I guess they're going back on. But
did they refund the money?
Voice. I don't know if they did.
They would have to at least refund some of it.
But it was...
The lead singer can't sing. The drummer doesn't have two arms. It's falling apart.
By the way, and I forgot the musician's name, but there was a bass player that used to play in Dio's band. He dropped dead in a cabin. I mean, it was...
That
what?
Happened on...
That was on the cruise.
Oh, my God.
That was on the cruise.
Talk about, like, you know, burying the lead.
Yeah.
The guy drops dead.
Well, what, was this cruise on the Titanic? Oh, my God.
It would have been a step in the right direction.
Oh, my God.
This is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, Don was saying this is the best trip.
You tell us about the Verstuk and a Kia Sedona when you got tidbits like this. This is 2 weeks in a row you've buried the lead. You need to think about your shit before you walk into our studio, mister.
And it is my fault because that's exactly the way they brought the damn car up onto the block. The Verstuk and a Kia Sedona. All right, we have the Verstuk. Even they're disgusted. All right, it's 2 o'clock. It's the third day.
We got dead rock stars on a cruise that you're not telling us about?
Oh my God! Worst cruise ever, except for
well, I would think
how was the food?
Yeah, but Don said, you know, because I actually go, if I was irresponsible, I'd love to go on that cruise. But Don said it was a fucking
I wanted to die at
floating disaster.
See, now my friends have gone on something called the Rock Cruise.
Yeah,
and I've enjoyed that.
No,
so
they said, well, when things go right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's never good when the lead singer loses his voice.
Yeah, lead singer.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, you're not Kiss. You don't have three other lead singers waiting to go.
The bass player that used to be in Dio's band drops dead. You know, it's cloudy. It's
cold. Was he the last in line? Thank you, Pip. See? That's how it works. Sometimes you lay out a stinker and you just hope Pip throws your lifeline.
She's trying to get in your best graces.
Listen.
No, too late for that. Oh, stop. Now, you don't say that when I laugh at your joke.
Yeah.
That he hates.
Which is most of the jokes. All right, let's continue. I respond. You did send people to scammers.
Yes.
All those people sent money to contacts you gave them, and by your own admission, nobody's seen any money in return.
Right.
I think that's a valid point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she'll hate it, but yes.
Two, Mr. Davin!
Oh, there we go. Number one.
Honestly speaking, the troublemakers hack this mail and do this to me. You can see what is going on with this. They lie. I do not do this, but they destroy me. Someone hacked my mail and sent fucking mail to me. Which is, if you're going to get mail, I want fucking mail. Because if you're going to get a virus, at least get some fucking mail to give you the virus.
Yeah, thanks.
Exactly. Then they try to destroy me. They do this from my channel. Can you see it? Shame on you, Mr. Davin, because you are trying to fuck up my life. You missed a Mr. Davin.
Yeah.
Oh, I did.
Yes. It was a subterfuge, Mr. Davin.
It was. I'm not used to her throwing them in the middle of sentences there.
So then there's this note. Hello, Tamara. Should, in case you need urgent assistance, contact the EFCC at their rapid response email address, which is the false one they always give.
Yeah.
They will trace your scammer and send back all your... This is from Beg and Steal, an anti-scammers group. You can see that this fucking woman who brought this to our attention is sick and she lies. I will post her with her real name. We're back with this again.
Oh, no.
Remember, I had got...
Oh, no, so you got to talk her out of doing that.
Yeah. Well, I had accomplished what I wanted to get, but Beg and Steal poked the bear.
Ugh, great.
But, you know, Leo won an Academy Award for it, so it was okay.
Poking the bear?
Yeah. That's
or the bear poking
you. Oh, is that
you.
That bear movie?
It's called The Revenant, but you can call it the bear movie.
The bear movie.
There's one scene where a bear rapes a guy, and that's all you focus on.
Now, bears try to eat people. Well, since when do bears try to rape people?
Well, it's been a long winter. It's been a couple months since you've gotten some.
You know, Smokey gets a rod in its curtains.
Did you just do a curtain joke? Are you doing clean kid stuff now? Sort of?
That's not clean kid stuff.
No.
Grace.
I go, the woman has nothing to do with begging. I am not trying to do anything to you. You know that. Mr. Davin!
Oh, three. Oh,
this begging group are real fucking hackers. You lie to me. Go to hell. And then this is from Begin. You are a liar and money recovery scammer. You are busted again. I quote, you do not contact the scam email address. This criminal has posted it May 8, 2014. And Jackson says, and that's what I just read. So, people who have been scammed should contact the EFCC. It is from Africa email and it's the email address for urgent assistance to get their money back and arrest the scammers. So he's going back and forth at her.
Mm. Yeah.
She's not pleased.
Mm. No, how could you tell? Fuck you!
Then it goes, have you got hit by scams? Me? Fuck you, assholes! You are a fucking liar and you should get punishment for what you have said to people. Shame on you! So that's her response on the website.
Wait, so now have you gotten hit by scammers? Fuck you! What's that? What?
Rational.
No. I don't understand. Why did she start yelling at him because he asked her if she'd been hit by scammers?
I think it was like the heading of the topic and then she responded.
Yeah, in a totally rational way. Fuck you!
So I say nobody should use the EFCC email account. You need to stop telling people to do so.
Yeah.
I'm trying to talk sense. That's the word.
Yeah.
This woman. That's the word. Mr. Davin,
ooh,
I will not delete this post because she is a fucking liar. All of the shame on your investigation and comment, go to hell. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. So-called James H. Miller and Parker Green. Parker Green, you are a coward and hiding, and you will burn in hell because your daughter cheated on my money.
But your daughter cheated on my money. Yeah, she was dancing around with some pesos.
Yeah, the poor thing got hit by a truck. Let it be.
You have asked me to pay for the fees for her surgery.
Oh, fees?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, there you go. I sent the money to her via UK. EFCC called David Copper. So called James H. Miller. Go to hell.
Snap, snap, snap.
Eric Bourne Brown Cotton asked me to pay for the fees.
Fees?
And you asked me money. Dang. Fuck you, assholes. You're all scammers. You are not a real soldier, and your grandmom called Stacy Moore, and I will expose everything. Shame on you. You will get killed soon. Very, very soon. Go to hell.
She's got a timetable. very soon.
He's a fortune teller. It's like Joe when he was General McCarthy. You see that blackbird? It's not a blackbird. It's a drone. That's the same type of technology Anne has.
Yeah. Yes.
The same as the good
very,
bulldog.
Very soon.
So, oh, okay. So this "Have you got hit by scams?" is posted by Anne by one of her names. It's one of her posts.
Oh, okay.
So-called beg and steal. Your real name is, and it is, who is a troublemaker. Your group are real hackers or try to destroy me. Go ahead. You lie to people. And you do not know the truth. And fuck you, assholes. The woman who brought this to our attention.
I like that's like a not for nothing. And fuck you, assholes.
And the woman who brought this attention cannot offer the evidence, and she lies. Fuck you, assholes. Your group will go to hell soon.
Soon!
The whole group is going. I'll tell you what, not for nothing. Hell's going to be very busy.
Your group will go to hell soon.
Poor Satan's going to have to hire extra demons just for the influx.
He's just going to have a doorman and the velvet rope. I don't know.
You just see a bunch of people waiting online for endless hours to get into hell and go, well, I guess this is hell. This wait is indefinite. This is ridiculous.
How was your day, dear? It was hell. Up to our ass with Ann Jackson people.
Can you imagine you're getting to hell and the first part of hell is a really long wait to get into hell?
Yeah, because it's hell.
That would make sense.
You're sort of like, this sucks. And then you look around and go, well, of course it does. Look where I am.
You're shifting your weight from foot to foot. Going, oh my God, I've been on waiting forever.
Mr. Davin.
Ooh.
May 8th. Ha 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 ha. I work hard every day.
Oh, there she goes. I'm working hard.
And jobs. I do not have time to come online. Well, you download a little porn. It doesn't take long. Anyway. Who is fucking liars? I cannot believe these people create rumors and lies. Well, Fleetwood Mac could do it. Why not you?
There we go.
So then Begin responds, you are a liar and a money recovery scammer. You are busted again. I quote you, do not contact the email scammer, the address this criminal has posted. And it's dated from May 8th. That's what she was responding to. And then Ann Jackson says, people, and again, it's the people who've contacted the EFCC. It's the same thing over and over again. Then she goes, so-called brown cotton. You took money from me and asked me to send money to David Moore. How much money did I pay for? I have data. I will expose the hole if you do not return the money to me and other victims.
Wait,
and
then, did she just offer to expose her hole?
Not that spelling.
Oh, okay.
And then she names two other victims. You'll know what is going on with this issue. I will admit you are a real scammer. Shame on you. So-called James H. Miller. The first person you introduced me is UK EFCC called David Copper. Parker Green met him in person, and he sent me message before, and I do not know what is going on with this woman who's saying all these things that was brought to our attention.
Right.
This fucking bitch lies to people and create rumors. It is irony that you are a real soldier.
Oh, no. She's back to thinking that.
Yeah, well.
Oh, God almighty.
Joe gets tired of getting batted around by her logic.
But he comes here every week for it, so.
I know.
You do not take any responsibility for what you've done to me with Parker Green. I'm expecting you to sink your...
Can you reread... I'm sorry, Dad. Slade, can you reread that again, please?
You do not take any responsibility for what you have done to me with Parker Green. Talking about this woman who brought this to her attention. I'm expecting you to sink your fangs into her. About responsibility, taking responsibility. That's your cue. All right. The bear's asleep. Anyway.
And that was Anne that wrote that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's the whole thing. Because I thought it was the other lady that wrote that.
No. You scammed me out of $20,000 and you lie. Did you return the money to me? Never! What did you say to me? You'll return the money to me. That's what they do. Fucking liars, all of you from Africa. Shame on you.
No, unfortunately, I guess this other woman can't see what she's being written to. Which
well, she sees the comments that are posted online about her.
Which, yeah, but those are... But, well, yeah, she's mad at her anyway, you know, but she's not seeing the reason, you know, the real reason is not that she's a scammer, that she's being bamboozled by them as well.
Yeah, she's not seeing these conversations.
No. Yeah.
Pumpkin isn't.
All right, so then we have a conversation between Ann Jackson and James Miller. Oh, I sent the money to Greece. This is Ann. Why? What do I do in this case? I never in my life thought this would happen to me. Thanks for trying to help. Do I contact Interpol in this case? Is there a good person to contact there? Thanks, Ann. And then the commas, the woman who was scammed, who brought this to our attention.
Huh.
I don't know. Miller goes, Interpol, INTP, .Paris.France, @Europe.com, which is another one of these free email addresses.
.Paris.France?
Yes.
I can see your underpants.
So Anne goes, I will ask the woman who brought this to our attention. She sent me messages many times. Maybe it's a different woman with the same name. I don't know. December 21st, 2013. How do I contact you? I've been scammed. I don't know what to do. Lost a bunch of money. Can you help me, please, Anne? Just found your channel. So I think Anne is sending to Miller the message she got.
Oh.
I think Anne is trying to get this person
help.
Yeah. It sounds sincere.
Yeah, it does.
Anne goes, I will contact her soon because she was shocked. Miller goes, okay. Anne goes, I will confirm with her. Anne goes, do your soldiers stay in Greece?
Why is she asking that? Because she sent money to Greece? She's wondering if the soldiers stay in Greece?
Well, you know, with Miller Fakakta, you know, he probably, you know, closes his eyes, throws a dart at the map and goes, sure, we're stationed in Greece.
Yeah, you're right.
We're waging a war on their debt.
And losing.
We're being out-muscled by the stray cats that are all over the place.
it's all those extra toes.
Yes, Greece jokes. Do your soldiers stay in Greece? Miller goes, give her the contact detail. He goes, UN. Anne goes, let her file the complaints. Miller goes, Eric controls Europe. Does he? Does he? He controls Europe?
Does he?
Anne goes, I will send it to Eric. Miller goes, okay. Miller goes, now, do it.
Wow, pushy.
Anne goes, how is Green?
What? You know, my old buddy. Oh, my God.
Miller goes,
small talk, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sure, it's nice. Miller goes, where is she from? Anne goes, I have not got her reply yet today. Miller goes, he is in control now. Okay? Anne goes, good. Anne goes, I really worry about him a lot. Miller goes, I know you do. She's worried about Parker Green.
About what?
Well, I mean, you know, first of all, he's going to go to hell very soon.
Well, of course.
But, I mean, he's...
That is worrisome.
I think he's been injured in war a couple times. You
know. God.
She was in love with him.
No, she was in love with Miller, allegedly.
Mm.
Anne goes, you can see there are lots of killers or black mafias. Again, we're introducing race. Mafia lives matter.
What does black mafias mean to her?
I think it's like...
Black ops?
I think it's scammers.
Oh, okay.
And then again, we continue with Anne. Anne says to this is Anna Miller, my company is chasing me.
Well, you know what? Then bring out the food already. They must be starving.
Oh, you're a lousy host.
Yeah, terrible hostess.
Miller go, Jennifer needs a mom. Now remember, Jennifer is Parker Green's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Is he offering?
Jennifer needs a mom.
Yeah,
and remember, Jennifer's like a daughter to Anne, as mm-hmm. we find out.
Well,
the conversation,
calling her a bitch and a liar and a whore.
You know, kids fight with parents. It happens, Joe.
Yeah, but the other thing is that Jennifer is also old enough that she was crossing the street with a bag full of money. Like, how old is Jennifer that she needs
she
a mom?
She got hit by a truck.
Joe!
I'm sorry.
Joe! It's an imaginary 20-something-year-old girl you're talking about.
But they have her get hit by a truck carrying a bag of money.
Well, we had you commit suicide. Sometimes you just get so frustrated with these imaginary characters, you write him out of the story, Joe.
No, you killed him off. I wanted to keep him going.
Yeah, well, check your spam filter, stupid, and he could still be going.
No, she just got dented. She didn't get killed.
That's true. Good
you
point,
know,
Pip.
In The Devil Wears Prada, there's a point where one of the characters is rushing around trying to get stuff done for the evil she-boss, and she had to go out and get all these scarves, and she gets hit by a cab, and you just see, whoa, and you see the scarves fly up in the air. That's what I think of every time we mention Jennifer.
Yeah, with the bag of money.
The money flying around.
So Miller goes, please. And Jackson goes, you are her dad. Now, but this was Parker Green. All along, this has been Parker Green.
Yeah.
It seems like they lost the plot and Anne didn't pick up on it.
Maybe.
You know, and if you're a scammer, you're like, well.
Wow, Anne not picking up on something? That's odd.
Yeah, but if you're the scammer, like, whoa, I thought I was going to get called into the carpet by management on that one.
Yeah.
Hey, when you were with Belinda, there was plenty of times where they dropped the ball, too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I picked up on it, and I made her life miserable with it.
Talking about, like, Mabel and somebody else.
But think about how many people are so emotionally involved that they don't.
Right, well, you're right. So Anne goes, you are her dad. And then Anne goes, fuck off.
Because that's
a simple answer to a simple question.
And then Anne goes, how does Green die? Who killed him? I have no money. I am looking for jobs.
Oh, jobs.
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 Jobs. Miller goes, the Arabs, Talibans. Please.
Talibans.
Anne goes, yeah, the Arabs, Taliban, whoever. Who are we fighting? I don't know. The
Wait,
Mexicans.
I thought it was Boko Haram.
No, not in this story.
That's a 60s group.
Delayed bailout. All right.
Great hit.
Joey just started dusting the barrel. I go, well, I got half my shit I can bring here.
I just started thinking about it.
Where's that Def Leppard throw rug so I can be comfy? Right. Miller goes, please. Anne goes, I have no money. Miller goes, anything can save her. Anne goes, I am suffering. No money. I have no money. You are a liar. Green is not dead. You are a fucking liar. You are a liar. Go to hell. A fucking liar. You will go to hell. You lie to me.
Wow.
Fuck off.
I should get stuck in the groove for
fuck
a while.
Fuck you. Continued. Page 3. Die. Fuck you.
We're not done. I don't know why you're interrupting. You interrupted the flow. Now I got to start again.
But this is the thing. For the bottom of page 3.
Stop interrupting. Let's see. There we go. So Miller says, anything can save her. And now Anne says, I am suffering. No money. I have no money. You are a liar. Green is not dead. You are a fucking liar. You are a liar. Go to hell. A fucking liar. You will go to hell. You lie to me. Fuck off. You will get punishment. Return money to me. Fuck off. I do not love you.
Oh!
And then she dropped
like
the
mic. That sounds like my separation agreement.
I don't think yours was as pleasant.
Did you get that notarized?
There's a lot of hell of fucking off in this agreement.
Holy shit. You're a liar. You're a fucking liar. Go to hell. I don't love you.
She was like the song in the break. She kept skipping.
She was stuck in the groove. Yeah. It's like,
oh that's funny.
Oh, that's great.
Go to page 4. The bottom of page 3 to the top of page 4. That
it's
whole
like,
thing
it's
goes.
Like continued.
That's what I was saying before. Continued. Fuck you.
But, yeah. But wait.
There's more.
December 8, 2013, 12:06 a.m. Anne, this is the truth. Return the money to me. You will get punishment. Return the money to me. Fuck off. You will get killed. You destroy my real life. Return the money to me. Fuck off. Ding. Then she hit something. Return the money to me. Return the money to me. Green is alive. Fucking liar. You will get punishment.
Thanks for the bullet points, Anne.
Wow. Wow.
Miller responds.
Okay.
You are mad. Such a guy response.
No, because if there was, look, calm down, we can work it out. But they just don't give a, okay, you're mad.
That's a guy that when he's afraid of, you're mad.
It's sort of like, it's very English, you know? Oh, the unpleasantries.
Yeah, the unpleasantries, quiet.
So Miller goes, you are mad. I can see.
Good for you.
He picked up on that.
Yeah, he picked up on it. That'd be very intuitive.
He deserves a raise.
Fuck you, every fourth sentence kind of triggered it for me.
And then Anne continues.
Great.
Fuck off. I do not love you. I want my money only. Fuck off. Green is not dead. You are a liar.
With the exception of Green, once again, my mediation agreement.
Miller goes, he is. Anne goes, no. Miller goes, your money will be sent to you on ATM card. Will it? What?
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 Here's an American Express card. Enjoy.
Yeah really.
With the scammer logo on it.
It's a card for Chili's.
It's the Parker Green debit card.
Do you accept that? No, only Diners Club.
Yeah.
We don't accept Discover, and we don't expect Parker Green debit card.
No, I'm sorry. This is a special one. It's sort of like you have a regular Amex or a gold Amex. This is the fucking liar Parker Green.
Yeah,
it's a
wow,
step up.
Wow.
You can use the Parker Green card here, but it's going to cost you $200,000 fee. Miller goes, your money will be sent to you on an ATM card. Okay? Anne goes, where is Green? Where is he? And then we continue. Why I lie to you, says Miller. Miller goes, he's fucking dead. Anne goes, when? How? Miller goes, forget it. I don't got the script here, stupid.
I don't remember.
What did he write to you? Was it kaboom? Was that the last thing, Miller? Was that the last thing you heard Green type? Was it oh shit and then ellipses? Was that the last thing?
Oh shit. He didn't get the tea.
Oh shit.
Oh, that's how we knew he was dead.
Oh shit.
Miller goes, forget it. Anne goes, when? Miller goes, last month. Contact Jennifer. Anne goes, I'm looking for jobs.
Ah, there we go.
Job.
Anne goes, Mr. Oda was mad at me. I guess that's her boss.
Yeah.
Anne goes, saying that I lied to him about Jennifer. You all make my life useless. You lie. Green is not dead. How can he die? Lie. Where is Jennifer? Where is she? Miller goes, UK. Not okay, UK, in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Anne goes, where is Green? Where? Miller goes, dead. They
you know, I can't put more finer a point of it on it. Dead.
He's not exactly beating around the bush.
No.
No.
Maybe he's dead in a bush, Joe. I don't know. Dead. Bye.
Bye. All done. All done.
Dismissed.
I have nothing else to say on the matter. Dead. Dead.
Joe, what are you looking for?
Over there.
Over there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't pick up a program.
Follow the blood trail, stupid. It leads to tissues and a cyst garden. Well, St. Patrick's Day is coming.
I don't know if you heard him off mic. He called me Lumpy McSis.
Yes, thank you. Lumpy McSis. Yes. So Miller goes, bye. Anne goes, where is his body? You lie to me. Assholes. Go to hell. Green is alive. Or someone intrudes his Yahoo Messenger. And then
Wait. Somebody is using his Yahoo Messenger,
like she said.
Oh, okay.
Because she sees that he's online.
Oh, I see. Because I was like, why is she being so insistent he's alive when they've written him out of the story?
There it is, because she sees that he's online.
Okay.
December 17th, 2013, Miller goes to Jackson. This is afterwards, so a couple days have passed. Hello. Anne goes, hi. Miller goes, how are you doing?
Have you calmed down your
freak? Was she writing from Boca?
Could be. Anne goes, please return the money to me, and then fuck off.
Wait, what order do I do that in again?
Well, she went with a lighter touch this time.
Yeah, a little bit.
She goes, this I want to say. I am getting better, looking for a job.
Job.
Maybe I can find one. I need to work a lot to pay the debts. You destroy my life. And job.
Job.
Fuck you, assholes. Wait. No need to wait. Scene.
Wait. No need to wait.
Maybe she was to give a white lion tune. I don't know.
Oh, my God. That was just crazy.
That's just Anne.
Just Anne.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
There was a lot of comedy there. I don't know how much substance we got.
Oh, it was just so wonderful.
You want to smoke a cigarette, sweetie?
I do. It was so, that was great. That was great. Oh, I love the ranting conversation that she has with herself. And just throws off. She's like saying, give me the money. Help me out. Fuck off. Then help me out. And then and fuck off. And she's so random. It's just like, it's like a kid throwing every curse word they know into the stew and seeing what happens. Right?
I think Miller was working on another account. Like, I'm getting money from somebody else right now. Shut up, stupid. He was not having it.
No.
So that was that. I hope all enjoy it, but it is time to get the F out.
Wait, first we have to have our tally.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank
we had 5 Mr. Davins, we had 2 fees, and 6. How many jobs does she have references?
Well, it wasn't how many jobs, it was just jobs.
I was just looking for jobs, and how many jobs,
job, talking about my jobs.
So, let's see, well.
That's like Trump, they should chant that at kids. Job.
So. Joe said 6 Mr. Davins, and Tom said 4, but I said 5. That
you got
was
them.
The one.
All right.
And then how many fees? Well, Joe said 8. I said 5. Lisa said 1. The others said 0. So Lisa came closest with the fees.
Mm.
And then how many jobs? Well, Joe nailed it. 5.
Job.
I said 3. And Tom and Joe's girl said 2 each. So we kind of split it all over the place. I got 1, Lisa got 1, Joe got 1.
Mm. Oh, very good, kid.
There you go.
Yeah.
Joe's girl's a little bit of a slump. This used to be her thing.
Yeah, I know.
She's going to have to be tutored over the weekend by Joe.
Well, we discuss strategy.
Do you really? What is the strategy? I didn't know there was a strategy.
Well, not a strategy, like how, you know, how to pick it out of the store. Like, there was 2 weeks ago, I think it was, I didn't know, like, it was weird because it didn't look like Anne was going to do much talking. I think it was somebody
else. Other people writing?
It was somebody else writing. So I picked literally nothing.
Yeah.
And then there was 5 pages, 6 pages from Anne, and I just got smothered.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's the thing. Is that even Tom mentioned that. He goes, the one time you don't say so-called Melvin or so-called Cotton, and they're all over the place. I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, it's totally friggin' random because I don't know what Davin's going to bring up.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to pick, so it's like completely random.
I think if there was one thing, obviously Mr. Davin is a concept, but if you always want to go high, usually fucking is a good way to go.
Yes, usually it is.
But we've always made it special, like fucking assholes, fucking scared, and I think you have to.
Yeah, because just fuck it, fuck or fucking, there's way too many.
Yeah.
Way too many, yeah. So it has to be fucking something.
So you did a good job on topics this week.
Mm. Thank you. Just throwing something into the mix.
Mm, that was good, and Anne complied.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah, that was ponderous.
I giggle like a little girl when she starts cursing a blue streak. It's just hilarious to me.
I think, listen, it's not Belinda, there was twists and turns.
Yeah.
And I was emotionally invested.
Yes.
But this is a nice replacement.
The insanity is good.
Yeah.
It's really good. And also the fact
it's chock full of insanity tonight. Holy smokes.
Yeah, and the fact that she's just so willing to like scream and curse at people who are supposedly government officials or supposedly helping her, and she'll just be like, "Fuck off!"
It's a nice release after the clean portion of the show.
Yes.
Like, there's no way to real. I mean, we could convert it to terrestrial, but we decided long ago it would lose the punch.
It sure would.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we want to thank Mark Eggman for coming on.
Yes.
Learned
he was
a lot.
Great.
Very good.
Yeah. And we should also thank people for allowing this to happen. Besides the people who pay the mortgage here.
Yes.
Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun. I guess you might be at university. Knife or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself or your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. RussFerdico@yahoo.com. With training with martial art. Ugh, stupid. Do it again. With training from zombie martial arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead. And Sensei's supposed to be in studio next week. It's been a while since I've seen him. Mm. Russ is always fun in here.
Always good to have him.
And now the chains have been, he's unshackled, so he can be the filthy animal like the rest of us.
That's funny.
So I look forward to that. I don't know if you heard, Joe, but I was thinking about bringing him in Boozy or Floozy next week.
Yeah, I heard that on the air, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, that's the way you said it. You said you kind of went into your Roger.
Call me one.
Okay.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscavilla setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that just has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. This March 22nd from Comedy Central, Max DiCelli. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Rampo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990, or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. Hey, you deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions, bringing so much comedy, so many wonderful places, so many wonderful people. SidesplittingProductions.com, 551-404-3094. We got all your comedy needs. We got the best comics in the nation. Check us out. Joe, where are you going to be?
I am going to be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, 1-877-UNCLE-VIN for tickets and info. Then on Sunday, I will be at Governor's Comedy Club in Levittown, New York. That is govs.com for tickets and info there as well.
This Wednesday, March 2nd, Side Slitting Productions presents a live comedy at Andiamo in Haworth, New Jersey, starring Doug Carf. For your tickets, call 201-384-1551, 201-384-1551. Thursday, March 3rd, Side Splitting Productions presents a live comedy at The Kitchen Table in Nanuet, New York, starring Paul Bond. Paul was the voice you heard doing Carlin on the Thomas the Tank Engine Nazi bit on our break. So that was, we played that on the regular show, but if you were listening live, that was Paul Bond. Very funny, very punny. For tickets, call 845-624-2060, 845-624-2060. this Saturday, March 5th. I just added this. I was supposed to be someplace else, but now I'm not going to be someplace else. I'm going to be in West Long Branch, New Jersey at Branches. I'll be performing for priests and nuns.
No.
Stay tuned for Tuesday, kids.
Shut up, you. Shut up, you.
I totally got it. Oh. Damn.
I only got to do 15 minutes. It's a piece of cake.
That's too long.
Oh, stop it. I just have to repress every urge I have and do a nicey-nice show. I could do that. I could smile and not be a prick.
Put your id in your
Shut
pocket.
Shut up, you. So that be that.
Wow. I would actually, if I didn't have to be someplace, I would pay to sit there.
You don't think I can do 50? I've done.
I know you can, but it's just like, oh, that's just, it sounds like a great setup. Davin's going to do 15 minutes in front of nuns and priests.
Oh, I could just see while they're waiting. The Jews hear your holiness.
Jews do well in front of Catholics.
Why is that?
Because it's different.
Yeah.
It's the same reason Catholics do well in front of Jews.
Mm. Oh, so they like your exotic flavor?
I'm exotic. they like the exoticness.
Okay.
As long as I'm like not allowed to do anything about, you know, don't make fun of priests, which means don't talk about priests doing what they do.
Right, right, right.
doing what they do. And I'm not talking about taking confession.
No.
Doing what they do.
Yeah, I can't even allude to that.
No.
I guess you can't talk about nuns not doing what the rest of us do either.
I guess not.
I guess those are things we shan't be talking about.
No.
15 minutes, though. Piece of cake, good money. I'm traveling a lot further than I thought. I thought I'd be up here locally, but Walt was nice enough to let me out of that. So
okay.
He said, I'm supposed to be a house MC up here when I'm not working.
Oh, okay.
But I've been working all the time, and he's cool with that.
That's nice.
Yeah. So, like, because it's local, I don't mind being a house MC.
Yeah.
It's local. I could do 15 minutes of crowd work, some new stuff. I'm happy with it, but this pays a lot more. So.
Oh, nice.
I got to go, Joe. I'm a capitalist, and we got to go.
Yes.
Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.